This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury and I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong
and Andre Raj.
I want to thank you, you're welcome, for all of you for sending in your messages to WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on Insta Story and on Twitter at BFM Radio. Okay, so we've opened a can of worms, clearly, with our thank you, you're welcome kind of conversation. Go on, Oates.
Yeah, but I'm going to start with the four-day school week story.
Okay.
This is a message from 3999 on WhatsApp, and he or she says, four-day school, you obviously haven't been raised by a tiger mom.
True, I have not.
Cash Randawa says, a four-day work week should be for all, yay.
Yeah.
And then moving on to our thank you story, where do I begin? Okay. So Maggie Best says, my pleasure. I agree with the view given for various types of responses, but I use them depending on the person I am talking to and or what transpired, basically to suit the occasion.
All right.
Then we've got Chui Ling, who says, no worries is good. Thank you is when I am super thankful and therefore should be polite. I think what she meant was... you're welcome. Otherwise, it's just thanks. Oh, thank you and thanks. Okay, she's talking about thank you and thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Then Kael says, guys, be Malaysian. Just say thank you, Nandri, sama-sama, sheshe.
Ah, I see. Sama-sama. Yeah.
Okay. And then, of course, we've got Prakash who says, when you do someone a favor, then no problem sounds right. If you are providing a service, you're welcome sounds right.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting. Mm. Very
okay.
Interesting.
All right. We better move on to Twitter then, hadn't we? Oh, wait. Carry on.
No, we'll come back to this. Go ahead with the tweets.
Chris. Okay. I think Chui Ling also sent us a tweet as well saying basically the exact same thing. Then we've got at Yasmin Honey CLPT who says, I usually say my pleasure, which is interesting. And then we've got our other news team member, Melissa Tiong at Sue Tung, who says, I respond to thank you with that's okay sometimes. Now I'm starting to think it sounds condescending. Thanks, Enterprise.
Yeah.
And no, it's not that. It's just that, you know, it's just interesting to navigate the linguistic like subtleties of how we, you know, interpret responses to things. It's fun.
Yeah, and I have, this is my favorite WhatsApp message. It's from 7564. He says, hi, in Malaysia, we have a bigger issue. When you say thank you, the common reply is, okay. But that is not okay.
But that's so true.
I mean,
it's funny because I was in the grocery store just yesterday picking up some milk and one thing or another. I'm like, yeah, thank you. Okay. No matter how many times I've heard it, it kind of puts me in that. I don't know how to respond to that.
But that's better than. I don't know if that's better than. Never mind la.
Never mind
oh,
la.
Oh, no.
Okay, la. Okay, let's move on. Move on. Okay, thanks for all your tweets and everything. Keep them coming, though, folks. We've got some more time yet. Get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on Twitter or on Insta Story at BFM Radio. Our final story today is about the fight to fight the scourge of open offices. Room will be selling rooms.
Yeah, so we've talked about how open offices may be worse for productivity than we initially thought. Also, according to a Harvard study that found the less private floor plan led to a 73% drop in face-to-face interaction between employees and a rise in emailing. A lot of people are starting to talk about the cons of the open office plan, and now a startup is trying to actually fix that. It is called Room, and they want to build a prefabricated, self-assembled solution, essentially the IKEA of office phone booths.
Didn't we talk about something similar to this for homeless people in the UK?
Yes, yes.
Right.
But this is specifically... it's called the Room One. It is a soundproof, ventilated, powered booth that can be built in new or existing offices to give employees a place to take a video call or get some uninterrupted time to focus on work. It does, however, retail at almost $3,500 US, but I'll get to that in a bit. So you might be asking yourself why you can't just go buy your own supplies and build your own in-office phone booth for way less than $3,500 US.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Room's co-founders tried that, and the result... was moist.
Huh?
Oh.
So apparently, the one big problem with the room, with creating the booth was basically they had to put in a lot more effort to make sure that the ventilation was a thing because it's very, very small. It is a 10 square foot booth. So they actually made sure that they incorporated a ventilation fan as well as a little light source as well. And so basically what you can do with this is that it ships flat. It can be assembled in less than 30 minutes by two people with a hex wrench. Then all you need is an outlet to power the light and the ventilation fan. It's also built from 1,088 recycled plastic bottles for noise cancelling as well. Plus, because it's been built out of recycled products, it is also itself 100% recyclable, so it can be torn down and rebuilt if your startup implodes and you're being evicted from your office. It features a bar height desk with outlets and magnetic bulletin board behind it, although you'll have to provide your own chair or stool. And it is specifically designed to not be so comfy that you end up using it to nap in. because it's quite cramped, but also they basically only really have space for sitting area.
First of all, I think it's a genius idea.
Yes.
Secondly, I think it's absolutely way overpriced. And $3,000 for something like this, you can put yourself in a very small extractor fan that will cost next to nothing. You can put yourself in a little light source, which could also be powered by solar panels, which would also cost you a lot less. You know, even just looking at the pictures of the two co-founders of Room, I already have that hipster vibe, and that's why I'm thinking I'm surprised it's not on Kickstarter. I'm surprised it's not. It's a great idea, but people don't want to spend $3,000 for a pop-up mini office.
Yeah, that's thing. Room says is that their biggest risk are copycats, people who say that they are claiming to do what they're doing but cheaper.
Right. Mm. Sounds also very familiar.
We have these 10x10 rooms in our office. They're essentially phone booths for us to conduct telephone interviews, right? And it is really a good place to just step away if you need to answer that really tough email or if you need some time to yourself or that personal phone call. It is
It's ideal.
Really, it's ideal to have that, but $3,500 for it,
that's ridiculous.
Seems a bit much. Especially if to bring your own stool. Come on.
But they are doing very, very well. Less than a year after launch, Room has hit a $10 million revenue run rate thanks to 200 clients ranging from startups, but also to corporate forces like Salesforce, Nike, NASA, and JP Morgan. Mm. That in and of itself has attracted a $2 million seed round from Slow Ventures that adds angel funding from Flexport CEO Ryan Peterson as well.
I mean, I can't take it away from them. It's a great idea. It just seems a tad expensive. Anyway, ladies and gents, thank you very much for all... thank you very much for all of your messages.
You're welcome. No problem. It's our pleasure.
Sama.
Sweet.
It's okay. Anyway, we're going to take a break for the weekend, as you guys should as well, of course. We're going to wrap up, though, by going quickly through the stories that we covered. Of course, we did start off with that story, which got derailed, about schools on a Monday are out if you are in Colorado. We asked you guys what you thought about whether or not it would work here in Malaysia, the pros and cons of it. Some people saying that Malaysians would take advantage of it. Some people loving the idea of it. Other people saying, you know, if you've got a tiger mother, you're never going to get a four-day school week. It's just not going to happen. And then we talked about...
having business sense, so how your sense of smell controls what you spend.
And then that story about what the right response is to a thank you, because if you say no problem or if you say you're welcome, someone is going to have a problem with it.
It's also very confusing.
Yes, and then we wrapped up with how Room, a startup, is trying to sell rooms so that you can put them in open offices as well. But also before the weekend, if you are interested in listening to a few podcasts over the weekend, we've got a few podcast recommendations as well. So I did an interview recently with the JCI Junior Chamber International about their award, the Creative Young Entrepreneur Award, or the JCICYEA for short. I did this with Jisoo
That's
Lip.
That's the short version?
Yes. I did the interview with Jisoo Lip, who was the this year's organizing chairman for the award, and also two of previous year's winners. So that was Clarence Leong from Easy Parcel and also Elwin Go of Win Kids as well. Do check it out. They're having their award ceremony in Penang on the 1st of September, and it's a fun time.
All right. And then I did an interview with the Asian Institute of Finance on Generation Z. So we basically give you a 101 on what Generation Z is going to be about when they enter the workplace. They're about to enter the workplace. They're all about 21 right now.
Sup?
And yes. okay, Chris. And also, you know, because they're such an entrepreneuring bunch, how to prevent a brain drain? Because these guys, if it comes to money, if it comes to just better working conditions, they're going to move abroad. If so that's... listen to that. It's called Talking About My Generation on Resource Center. It aired on Tuesday at 11 a.m.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say, like, you know, represent, because I'm apparently a Zillennial now.
All right.
Not just a millennial.
She's something. All right, ladies and gents, it's time for us to wrap up, of course. But don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is, of course, the Breakfast Grill replay. At a time where healthcare costs are rising, is there a role for big pharma companies to play in order to address the economic concern? Drug makers Novartis Malaysia addresses this pressing issue and shared their views on other disruptions in the Malaysian healthcare sector. That, of course, was with Joshi Venugopal, who's the MD of Novartis Malaysia. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Audrey Raj and Chris Christine Wong. This has been Enterprise BizBite on BFM 89.9, the business station. Have yourselves a lovely weekend. This is The Strokes that take us out of the show. BFM 89.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.